This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of some privacy? Well, some may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing Lorna Stone. Lorna Stone with Christopher Heights of Belchertown. Lorna, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you, Liz, for having me today.
You're welcome. We are all excited to learn about you and your business. Please tell us your name and what you do.
My name is Lorna Stone. I'm actually the director of marketing and admissions for Christopher Heights of Belchertown.
Great. How did you get into the business?
Oh, so I've been in healthcare pretty much my whole life, but came into assisted living back in 1996 with one of the first assisted livings that actually was opened. I've done many different types of positions in assisted living, one being in food service. I was a director of food service once, but, you know, don't tell anybody. but yeah, I used to be an activity assistant for a family-run nursing home years ago. I was an activity director for an adult day health program. And from there, I, you know, worked in my first assisted living in 1996, and I've been in assisted living for over 28 years.
Wow. What are the myths and misconceptions in the assisted living industry?
Well, I think, you know, some of the myths about assisted living, I think seniors think assisted living is a nursing home. And it really is not. Assisted living is nothing like a nursing home. And I think it's really for people to actually come in and see that it's not a nursing home. It really is an apartment building with supportive services that they need. And, you know, I really encourage seniors to come for a visit, meet our residents, meet our staff. You know, some of the other myths that people have are, you know, well, they take all my money and then they kick me out. And unfortunately, you know, some myths, some assisted livings, you know, they do, unfortunately, but not Christopher Heights. Christopher Heights, we ask for at least 2 years of private pay funds before going into a low income category, and they're still able to actually stay with us for the rest of their years here. They actually get to stay in their own private apartment, so they don't have to share an apartment either, you know, and just, you know, come and, you know, have fun.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
Well, I love to travel. My favorite island is Aruba, and I usually go every single year to Aruba, and just got back a few weeks ago. And I kind of dabble in a little photography and a little painting as well.
Let's change gears. Can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say because of it, you are better and stronger? What comes to mind?
So I think, you know, being in healthcare my whole life and being, I actually opened up Christopher Heights of Belchertown in 2018. And I think the most challenging part was when COVID hit. And I think for everybody in healthcare, it was challenging. Not as challenging as, you know, hospitals and whatnot, but I think we've overcome that in last May, we got to be able to, you know, take off our mask and actually, you know, see our residents, you know. So that was really, that was a milestone, you know, being able to take the mask off and actually have residents and families actually see your face and us seeing their faces. And I think that was something that we overcame.
What is the one thing you wish our listeners knew about Christopher Heights of Belchertown?
Well, I think the major one is when you do dwindle down your assets by, you know, paying us, we're not, you know, kicking them out. They have a residency that is secured. They have, families have peace of mind knowing that they're still able to stay with us. And I think that is a huge part. You know, I get calls all the time saying that, you know, my mother, my dad, they're in assisted living, but they've run out of money and they need another place to live, you know. And that's something that all of the Christopher Heights are help people, you know, try to, you know, choose us because of that. You know, they have peace of mind. We actually, Christopher Heights is over 27 years old. They have six communities in Massachusetts. In Western Mass, it's Christopher Heights of Belchertown and Christopher Heights in Northampton. And then in Central Mass, we have Worcester, Marlborough, and Webster. And then in Eastern part is Attleboro. And it's a small company just in the state of Massachusetts. So it's kind of nice, you know. And I actually opened up Christopher Heights of Belchertown in 2018, which was fun. First time ever doing that, but it was fun and challenging all at the same time.
Right. How can our listeners learn more about Christopher Heights and Christopher Heights of Belchertown?
Yeah, so they could call me at 413-323-5500, or they can go on our website, www.christopherheights.com.
Well, I really appreciate you being on our show, Lorna, and we wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Great. Thank you so much, Liz.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.